Good morning, everyone. My name's Andrew, and on behalf of the church leadership team, I'd like to give you a really warm welcome to our service today here at Whitley Bay Baptist Church. We live in very uncertain times, but one thing we can be sure of is that we worship a faithful God. And I hope as we meet together today, you'll feel encouraged and uplifted in your faith. There's no doubt, I'm sure you'll all agree, that lockdown's been a really tough time for many people, but in particular, our young people. And today in our service, we're going to focus on praying for our young people, for their parents, and for their schools. And we'll do that in three sections as we go through this morning's service. But first, let's take a moment just to pause and be still, and just reflect on the greatness of God. Great and wonderful God, we come before you in humility, in awe, in faith, in hope, in love, and in worship. In your mercy, hear our prayer. We come to praise you, to bless you, to adore you, to acknowledge you, to salute you, and to thank you. In your mercy, hear our prayer. We come recognizing your power, your authority, your wisdom, your faithfulness, your goodness, and your love. In your mercy, hear our prayer. We come confessing our weakness, our unworthiness, our faults, our failings, our faithlessness, our lack of love. In your mercy, hear our prayer. We come seeking your mercy, your guidance, your strength, your renewal, your inspiration, and your word. In your mercy, hear our prayer. We come to commit ourselves again to your service, your purpose, your kingdom, your will, your people, and your world. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Great and wonderful God, we come to you now in the name of Christ. Receive the worship we offer this day. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. Let's just continue in a time of reflection as we listen to the words of Psalm 8. And then the worship band are going to lead us in our first song.
Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels, and crowned them with glory and honour. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Hallelujah. In the presence of my enemies, I raise a hallelujah, louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah, my weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah, heaven comes to fight for me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. From the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. I raise a hallelujah, with everything inside of me. A hallelujah, and I will watch the darkness flee. I raise a hallelujah in the middle of the mystery. I raise a hallelujah. Fear, you lost your hold on me. In the middle of a storm, louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. From the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, He is alive. Sing a little louder
in the presence of my enemies.
Sing a little louder,
louder than the unbelief.
Sing a little louder,
my word is a melody.
Sing a little louder,
heaven comes to fight.
Sing a little louder,
in the presence of my enemies.
Sing a little louder,
louder than the unbelief.
I said sing a little louder,
my word is a melody.
Sing a little louder. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. From the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive.
Many of you know I work for Youth for Christ, and one thing I've been doing during lockdown is connecting with hundreds of youth workers, youth leaders, supporting them, equipping them, helping them, training them. And youth workers out there are just weary. I think it's based on maybe a sadness and a frustration that they can't do what they're originally called to do, you know, that face-to-face contact, that nurturing of young people because of lockdown. It's definitely been a theme, a season of lament. Maybe that's something to do with the fact that they see that young people have had something stolen from them in this season. Opportunities, ambition, education, sense of community, but also a spiritual connection as well. And it's sad to see that so many normal things, things taken for granted, have been snatched away. What previously had been seen as solid rocks have literally turned to sand. And this uncertainty has impacted most areas of their life, and definitely their connection and walk with God. It's a time when they ask lots of questions anyway in terms of faith development, and this has just magnified it in many ways. So as a church, need to pray more than ever before. It's all our responsibilities to own this challenge, prayerfully, practically, because as well as this being a time of lament, it is a time of hope. It's a time that we can bring hope, pray hope, signpost our young people to the hope of the gospel and the hope of walking daily with Jesus. And we've got some of our own young people's stories of their lockdown experience to help you pray for them. And they're coming up on a video in a few minutes. But first I'll read an interview of one of our young people. So if you just imagine just for a moment that I am a 12-year-old girl. I try to look beyond the hairstyle and the facial hair and other things I do. So hi, my name is Beth and I'm 12 years old. How's lockdown been for me? I'm a really active person, so not being able to go swimming, which I do a lot for time with swimming club, or do other things I really enjoy, I found tough. We started doing things on Zoom, but it's not the same. It's a bit boring after a while, well, you can imagine without any water. Oh, if only everybody had a swimming pool. Not seeing friends and family made me feel a bit lonely sometimes, but I FaceTime people a lot to try and stay in touch with them. I found homeschooling during the first lockdown hard, especially not having teachers there to talk about my work. Having mum and dad at home was good for someone to talk to or to help with work. I loved it when the shops reopened after the first lockdown. Anyone that knows me knows I love to shop. Myrnigad stores have not closed during the second lockdown. I've done a lot of isolation and I wasn't a big fan of it. I can still meet up with a friend too and see friends at school, which makes this lockdown a bit better than the last one. How has lockdown affected my faith with God? Well, I've missed church and I miss friends there. I've been part of the Zoom youth activities and it's good to be able to see people that way and hear about God and how we can still connect with him. I know that I can talk to God about my worries during lockdown and other times. How can you pray for me and for young people? Please pray that the young people at church stay safe and well and that we stay in touch with one another. Pray that our faith would grow and not be stopped due to not being at church and doing the usual things. Pray that the schools will be able to stay open. And pray that we can get back to church soon and meet up with other people. And now follows us a few videos of some of our young people sharing their experiences of lockdown, and then you'll be able to pray for them. Thank you very much.
I found lockdown quite tough, especially with like the homeschooling, because it's quite hard to like motivate yourself to do the work to the best of your ability. I also like found it quite hard not being able to see my friends properly, and it sometimes got quite boring. I've also missed going to other activities like band, scouts and church. It's hard to follow God in lockdown because lots of bad things happen and did happen. But it's also kind of gets easier as you see people like helping out on their streets and in their communities. I've missed doing things like at church, like the life service and the Sunday morning youth groups, and also the lads' night. But I've enjoyed doing the online youth activities and Zooms, and they've been really helpful to be able to learn more about God during lockdown. I've been missing my church friends, but it's been nice to still be able to connect with them online. I think it would be good if you could pray for people, young people's mental health and well-being in these times, as some people could be negatively affected by it. Thank you.
If there was a way to describe lockdown in one sentence or phrase, it would be a roller coaster of emotions. For me, there have been positives, like being able to run your own timetable. And like doing your work at your own pace, because at school you're constantly doing work like at the pace everyone else is doing, and if you don't necessarily understand something, it's just overwhelming at times. And this is like a good skill because it's how you run it at sixth form in uni, so there has been some positives, but there are negatives as well, like not seeing your friends and like missing school. Like you realize like how much school like impacts your social life. And also I play a lot of team sport, so not being able, like any of that being able to go ahead, it's been like detrimental to my fitness, and I haven't really found the motivation to go on a bike ride or go on a run. So, but if there was one way or one thing I would like the older members to pray for, is that we'd be able to learn from this experience, be able to grow from it, and use skills, whether in a week's time or in a couple years' time. I want everyone to grow from this experience.
Lockdown has affected me in good and bad ways. The good being I liked being at home more because my mum didn't have to make us sandwiches for our packed lunches, and we could have soup and lots of other different things like pancakes. And also I had more time to ride my bike because normally I didn't have a lot of time to ride my bike and practice. But the bad thing about lockdown was my school weren't handling it very well, so I couldn't go to school and see my friends. And because my parents are both key workers, I went to my dad's school where he works. Another bad thing was sports were cancelled, and when they were working, because I play rugby, it wasn't very amazing. It was like limited. And also I couldn't see my grandparents as much because they lived in Wales and Spain, where they've got different restrictions. And in the autumn term I had my birthday, which was during the restrictions, so I had to have my party the day before the restrictions were placed in. And also my dad has to work more because he's the head teacher and he has to cope with all the new guidelines. I want people to pray for the charities that don't get enough support money, especially now. And I want you to pray that they can continue their good work.
Although lockdown came as quite a shock to everybody, I think it also has been beneficial. For example, me and my parents every morning did the Joe Wicks workouts, which I bet a lot of you will have done. And I did a lot more cooking and baking and reading, which was lovely. But it was also really tough, especially for me, not seeing my friends or family. But every week I would go on Zoom with my friends and we would do quizzes, which was lovely. And we would FaceTime with our family, which was also nice. But it has been really tough, especially on the elderly community in my family as well, with my grandma passing away in an old people's home, and not being able to see her as often and see my granddad who is alone in his house. So that's been really tough, and it's been tough on everybody watching this, not being able to see family and friends. But I do feel that my faith has grown stronger during lockdown, and I think the sermons have really helped. Every Sunday, having a routine, sitting down, always after breakfast on a Sunday, we would sit down and watch the sermons, always pray before we eat, and just having more time to read the Bible and pray in the circumstances that we're in. Because I think in these times where you think, oh, horrible things are going on with coronavirus and so many people are ill, you've just got to keep praying. And hopefully when we all get back together at church, hopefully when we can get back together at church, we can all welcome each other. yeah.
Let's pray for our young people, those we've just heard from, and also those others known to us. Heavenly Father, thank you for the five young people who've told us about their experience of lockdown. We thank you for their willingness to share their thoughts and their feelings. Lord, we thank you that in the most difficult of circumstances, they've been able to see the positive things about lockdown. We thank you for the extra time they've been able to spend with their families and doing things they enjoy, like baking, reading, or riding their bikes. And we praise you for the life skills that they've learnt during the lockdown, such as managing their own time. And we pray that they'll be able to continue to use these skills once life returns to normal. We thank you for their resilience, their willingness to learn from what has happened, and their good cheer in these unprecedented times. And we thank you for the work being done by our church youth leaders. We thank you for the time and effort they've put into sending out weekly material to our young people and the Zoom events that they've set up. But Lord, lockdown has obviously been really challenging too. We pray for the education of these young people. Each of them talked about the difficulties of homeschooling and the motivation to work without the daily input of teachers. Lord, you know the bigger picture and we don't. But we would humbly ask for schools to remain open if at all possible. Not just because of our young people's learning, but because for so many it's where they see their friends. We pray for the frustrations of not being able to take part in sports like swimming and other out-of-school groups such as scouts and orchestra. Lord, we pray that virtual meetings would go some way to mitigating the sadness of not being able to take part in these activities, which offer so much to our young people. Lord, we're aware that many young people have been unable to see their wider family and older relatives during this time. We pray into the understandable fear that many have about the safety and well-being of their grandparents. And we pray for the young people who have been bereaved. Wrap your arms of love and comfort around them. Let them know that you are near. We also bring to you charities who are suffering due to a lack of fundraising. We pray that people would think of creative ways to collect money so the charities can continue the important work they do. We thank you for the success of Children in Need last week. Lord, we pray for the times when our young people find it hard to follow you, when they see all the bad things that have happened as a result of the lockdown and the pandemic. And many young people are suffering with mental health issues. We pray for your healing in their lives. And Lord, give us an understanding of the best way to support them. I invite you now to pray for the young people we have heard from in our service today, and also for young people known to you. Lord, we thank you for our young people. We thank you for what they mean to us as a church, and we all long for the time when we can come back together as a church family again. We pray for our young people's health and well-being as lockdown continues, and pray that each of them would be kept safe. Give them a real sense of your presence and an overwhelming feeling of your love and your peace. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This next section is going to be focused on praying for the parents of children and young people in our church. As Christian parents, these last few months have presented us with real challenges. Like lots of other families, we spent the first few months of lockdown all working from home, trying to share laptops, and of course trying to share the Wi-Fi. As Christians though, we have faced additional challenges. Our boys have really missed going to church on a Sunday. They've especially missed seeing their friends there and learning more about Jesus from their fantastic youth leaders. And they've also really missed the monthly life gatherings. It has been a real challenge to us as parents to encourage our boys in their faith and to demonstrate what it is to be a Christian, to be salt and light to them in our home. I feel like I've really benefited from talking and praying with Christian friends who are in pretty much the same boat as us, And I'm also extremely grateful to our wonderful youth leaders who have provided weekly resources and Zoom gatherings, which have enabled the young people to connect with their friends and to learn more about God. In our small group, we have been doing the prayer course from the 24/7 prayer team. I would really recommend it. In the third session, Pete Gregg spoke about Christian parenting, and it really spoke to me and challenged me. He also writes about it in his book, How to Pray, saying, "Someone challenged me one day to pray more specifically for our two sons. You need to find out why he created your boys in the first place, the prayers that he himself is praying for their lives. And then, instead of telling God what you think he should do for them, you can just join in with his prayers, which is easier and more effective. What might happen if I stopped trying to get God to say amen to my agenda and started using my prayer times to say a big fat amen to his promises for their lives instead?" Pete Gregg then goes on to say that he spent time asking God what he wanted and found promises in the Bible that seem relevant to the gifts he has given his children, with dramatic results. You might like to watch the video for session 3 of the prayer course, which you can find online, to hear the story, or of course read it in his book, How to Pray. It would be really good if you could be praying for the parents in church who are trying to help their children through this time. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for the parents of children and young people in our church. We pray that you will bless all the parents and especially be with those who have additional anxieties at this time, such as job insecurity or health problems. Help us to guide our children through this time when we ourselves may be feeling anxious and unsettled. Father, we thank you for the great privilege of being parents, and we pray that this will also be a time of great blessings in families, of fun time spent together, and good conversations. Lord, you are the perfect Father. Please help us parents to be salt and light in our homes and to show our children what it means to be a Christian and to follow you. Help us to encourage our children to talk to you and to rely on you. Father, we thank you for the gift of friends. We pray that parents will not feel like they are on their own, but will be able to make connections with Christian friends and share their worries and their joys with them. Finally, Lord, teach us how to pray for our children. We thank you that you love them all and have given them unique personalities and gifts. Help us to pray for them so that your will be done in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace I found in you. What I've come to know, the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love. Hold me close, let your love I
We're now going to spend some time thinking about how we can pray for schools and those who work with young people. And John has shared a little bit of a perspective from the primary setting, and I'm going to share from a secondary school point of view. It's been a very challenging year throughout the last lockdown and through this time for students, and we've seen one of the things that we can do as teachers, as school staff, is to really help keep that sense of normality, that routine, keep things as close to normal as is possible. There's obviously a lot of changes, there's been a lot of adapting, but if they can see that there's confidence from the staff, that often helps the students to settle, to move on and work well. We've been very conscious of the mental well-being of students, especially helping them to stay positively engaged in their work is one way that can help them to overcome and feel like there's things that they can control when there's a lot that does seem uncertain. For the older students, those who are doing their GCSEs and A-levels and looking to the future, there's a lot of uncertainty as well. So having to support and encourage and counsel them, giving them the best advice when we're not even sure what's going to happen with exams and how university places are going to be awarded, does make things difficult. But there's been such a positive energy, such a wonderful sense of community in the schools and within the staff that I've seen, pulling together, helping, supporting each other, welcoming new staff in. We've had a lot of supply staff had to come in when there's, as the cases have increased in the community, that's affected with staff absence as well as the students having to isolate. And just working together as a team, showing that love, modelling and demonstrating that calmness and that certainty really does have a positive effect on the young people. But that is tiring. It takes energy. It takes creativity, trying to think of creative ways to work within the restrictions, to deliver the same content in ways where we're not able to share the equipment in the same way, where we've got students who aren't here from a lot more gaps in their learning, and how can we make sure that they have a valid and equal opportunity to learn from home and pick up and without coming back in, without missing out and keeping that continuity. So it feels like the workload in schools has gone up because we've had to focus in several different areas. Having said that, the strength and the unity and the way people are pulled together really has been such a wonderful thing to see. And the love and the care that staff have shown towards the students and towards each other really is important. Managing the anxiety and the tiredness of staff, and particularly of students as well. We can see tiredness in students really can have a big effect, and that anxiety and that worry, especially as there's cases among friends, worrying about the friends, worrying about relatives. There's been a lot of effort gone into just supporting and encouraging. There's a wonderful welfare team and support, and the tutor teams working to make sure that students are feeling supported and encouraged and have got the opportunities to share when they need to.
So I teach in a primary school. You can see my classroom behind me. So this has been an interesting, challenging, yet rewarding time to be a teacher. Many things have been different, many things have changed. But when I think back on the term starting in September, when many students hadn't been in school for 6 months, there's a lot of new things to get used to, but really to provide them with that stability of a class and children to get to know again, and routines that have changed but have now become familiar. I think it gives children that stability that they really need, and it's been great to contribute towards their well-being and to provide that also for their families. It's been a privilege, like I say, to be part of that and to be part of a team that really is united in providing the very best for the students we have. Like I said, a lot of things have changed. We have staggered start times. We can't all meet in assembly anymore. All the children are in rows facing the front in an old-fashioned sort of way. So getting used to sort of new ways of teaching, having to use more technology, learning how to set work online at home and being prepared for if the bubble gets closed, and we've got to be able to change sort of at the drop of a hat and be able to change to different ways of teaching and learning. So there's many challenges, but like I said, there are many rewards as well. But if I was to ask for some prayer points, I suppose it would be for continued energy to keep going. It's still going to be a long term into the winter and beyond, for continued protection for the students and for staff, obviously, as well. And just for continue to learn new ways and things that maybe will help us to plan for the future. So a time of challenge, a time of change, but many opportunities. And I'm sure teachers everywhere would value your prayers at this time. So thank you.
Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the wonderful work that is continuing throughout schools across the region. I thank you for the love and support and the care that the teachers and staff are pouring into the young people at this time. I thank you for the security and the stability that that is bringing to many young lives. Father, I pray that there'll be a continued energy and support. There'll be continued parental engagement and good communications and good relationships between home and school. That those who are having to isolate will be able to engage well and will not be missing out. That those who are in school will be able to feel calm and secure. Father, I want to pray for the energy, for the enthusiasm, for just continued resilience for the staff. I pray that you'd encourage and uphold them. I pray that you'd inspire and give them wisdom. Help them to know how to teach most effectively, how to love the students most effectively, how to support the students most effectively. Father, we pray for our young people as well. We pray that in this difficult time, these challenging circumstances that they're facing, Lord, that this would be a time that really would shape and encourage their character, that they would grow so much through this time as they work and as we are able to lead them and help them and support them through this, that they would emerge stronger and more independent and able to really thrive. That they'd be able to think deeply, that they'd be able to find meaning and purpose in the difficult questions. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would just meet with the young people, that you'd reveal yourself, that you would encourage them and guide them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Covered by
stand. Healing is in your hands. In all things, we know that we are more than conquerors. You keep us by your love. In all things, we know that we are more than conquerors. You keep us by your love. You keep us by your love.
Coming to the end of our service now, and I'd just like to say a really big thank you to all those people that have taken part in our service today, and in particular the four young people that we saw on our screens earlier. Please be encouraged to continue to pray and think about our young people and their parents and the schools that our young people attend through this time. Let's pray together. May the grace of God thrill your hearts. May the mercy of God transform your minds. May the peace of God flood your souls. And may the love of God flow through your lives. To the honour of his name. Amen.